So this morning's reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 1 to 8. And you'll find that on page 1061 of the Church Bibles. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they'd prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words."
Well, we've been thinking, haven't we, about why Easter is a time for celebration. Thinking about how people all over the world celebrate in all sorts of different ways. One of the ways we celebrate might be with having Easter eggs. Did any of you have Easter eggs today? Have any of you had Easter eggs for breakfast? No. Amazing. Brilliant. Another way we celebrate is with hot cross buns, isn't it? And we'll be having hot cross buns over in the hall after the service. I do hope you can join us for that. But what are we celebrating? Well, we're celebrating the fact that Jesus, who was dead, rose again. Jesus, on the very first Easter Sunday, when people went to find his body in the tomb was empty, the grave was empty, because Jesus was alive. That's what we're celebrating on Easter Sunday. But for a few minutes this morning, what we're going to do is think about what happened a couple of days earlier. And the day we call that, 2 days before the first Easter Sunday, was a day that we call Good Friday. So we're going to be thinking about the question, why is Good Friday good? What is it that makes that Friday, hang on Arthur, what is it that makes that Friday such a good Friday? Some of you may already know the answer. But the thing to remember is that Good Friday is named after someone. So, quick question. Who knows what that building is? Any ideas, Matthew? Yeah. Do you know why it's called the Eiffel Tower? Brilliant. Monsieur Eiffel, he was the designer. He didn't build it, but he did design it. It was named after him. Now, do we know why a sandwich is called a sandwich? Does anyone know who it's named after? Sandwich. It was someone called Mr. Sandwich, or the Earl of Sandwich. We thought that he would probably, I know it's a bit controversial, please don't worry about that, but we think it's the Earl of Sandwich who first had the idea of putting something inside two slices of bread. The Eiffel Tower is named after Mr. Eiffel. The sandwich is named after the Earl of Sandwich. And Good Friday, here's the thing, Good Friday is named after Jesus Christ. Good Friday is named after Jesus Christ. So if we're going to understand why Good Friday is good, then we need to understand a bit more about who Jesus Christ is. And the good thing is we don't have to guess, do we? Because we've got our Bibles, and in the Bibles that tells us all we need to know about who Jesus Christ is. Now, sometimes people have different ideas about who Jesus is. Some people say, well, Jesus, wasn't he a bit like a magician? A bit like a magician, because some of the things we read about that he did in the Bible are quite amazing. But in the Bible, we're told they're not magic tricks that Jesus does. Actually, they're miracles. Jesus does some amazing miracles. We can read all about them in the Bible. So he wasn't a magician, he was a miracle worker. Other people say, well, Jesus wasn't so much a magician, he was more like a doctor, because he healed people who were sick. And he did do that. In fact, Jesus was such an amazing doctor, he healed someone who was so sick they'd already died, and he brought them back to life. But again, he's not any old doctor. Jesus was a miracle worker. He could heal people. And so Jesus was like a doctor. He could heal. Better than a magician, he could do miracles. But he was also like a teacher. Is that me buzzing? I'll see if that's any better. He was also like a teacher. Do you know, people would travel from miles around to come and hear what Jesus had to teach. He was such an amazing teacher. And in those days, they didn't have cars. So they had to walk, but people would walk for a day to come and hear just what Jesus had to teach. And some of his teaching was a bit like a policeman. Now, let me explain what I mean. A policeman can help us in two ways. They can tell us if we're doing something wrong, can't they? But they can also, if we're lost, they can show us the right way to go. And Jesus' teaching didn't teach us how to obey the law of the land, but how to obey God's laws. In the Bible, he said, no, don't go that way. God wants you to go this way. Jesus would teach people how to not get lost. But he was also not only a teacher and a doctor and a miracle worker, he was also a bit like this guy, a waiter. Jesus didn't work in a restaurant. He didn't bring food to tables, but he spent all his life serving other people. As we read about Jesus in our Bibles, he always thought what's best for someone else. He served the other person. And all those things are true about Jesus. But actually, if we're going to understand why Good Friday is good, then we need to understand one other thing about Jesus. And it's that this, that Christ is not his surname. Actually, Christ is a job title. So every time you see Jesus Christ, what we should see is Jesus the Christ. Now let me help. If someone had this before their name, what job might they do? Any ideas? Yeah. They'd be a doctor, absolutely. This one's a bit harder. What about if they had that one? Matthew. Professor. Absolutely right. So they might teach in a college or a university. This one's a bit harder again. What about that one? HRH. Sophie? The king. It means that they're royalty. Absolutely. I've got a picture of our king here. Does anyone know what our king's called? Who hasn't answered yet? Yeah. King Charles. That's absolutely right. He's the king of England. But here's the thing. Jesus the Christ is his job title, and it means that he is a king. But it's a job title that God gives to only one person, and it means that they are God's king of the whole world. Jesus is God's king of the whole world. And the thing we remember on Good Friday is what Jesus the Christ did. And on Good Friday, Jesus the Christ died on a cross. At which point you might say, hang on, Andy. If Jesus is the Christ, if Jesus is God's king over the whole world, surely when Jesus dies on a cross, that's bad Friday. Isn't that bad Friday, Jesus dying on a cross? Well, sometimes crosses can be bad, can't they? You might all be a bit young for this. Has anyone ever played this game? It's what grown-ups used to do before PlayStation's invented. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it's called? No, does anyone know what it's called? Yeah. Noughts and crosses. Now, you put noughts in or crosses. You have to get them. Now, is being a nought or a cross the good thing in this one? Who's won? The nought. So in that sense, the crosses are bad, aren't they? It means that you've lost that game. What about this sort of cross? What if you got some homework from a teacher and it had a big red cross on it? Would that be good or would that be bad? It'd be bad, wouldn't it? Okay. What about this sort of cross on a treasure map? Is that good or bad? Depends if the treasure's there, doesn't it? If it leads you to the treasure, then it's a good cross. What about this one? This one's a bit small. This is a birthday card to someone's granddaughter, and it's got some crosses at the bottom from their grandparents. Are those crosses good or bad? Why are they good? They're like kisses, aren't they? They show that the person sending you the card really loves you. Benjamin? It might be a fake chest, you're right, but we'll think it's a real chest. If that's true, then that cross leads you to treasure. And this one's a good cross because it reminds you that someone loves you. And actually, when we think about Jesus the Christ dying on the cross, what we need to get at Easter is that it means it's a way of Jesus showing us that he really loves us, that it is actually a good cross. And Jesus dying on the cross is why Good Friday is good. Let me just quickly explain what I mean by that. What game are these people playing? Football, absolutely right. What happens in a football match if someone on the sideline does this? Does anybody know? Matthew? Absolutely right. It's a substitution, isn't it? If that guy on the side holds up that board, then the person who's number 8, the red number, they have to come off the pitch. And the person who's got number 12, the green number, comes on the pitch. And one person takes the place of another. We call it a substitute. And Good Friday is good because on the cross, Jesus the Christ took our place. Now, why do we need Jesus to do that? Hands up if you've got a dog. Has anyone here got a dog? A few of you got a dog. Sometimes when you walk the dog, Artie, it wants to go the other way, don't they? And they pull on the leash. And what we read about in the Bible, God says that sometimes you and I are a bit like that. Rather than going God's way, we want to go a different way. And here's the thing, in the Bible, God doesn't keep us on a lead. He lets us go our own way. And that's fine, we might think, but it has a very serious consequence. You see, because we go our own way, something happens. This door closes and we can no longer be friends with God. And it's not that we can open it ourselves, because God puts a big no entry sign, which isn't going to stick. Oh, there we go. Hang on. It is going to stick. There we go. Okay? This is why Good Friday is good, because Jesus the Christ dies in our place so that that door can be opened. I want you to think for a moment that you're at school or preschool, and every time you see the same person, what you do is you kick them in the shin. Every day you see them, you kick them in the shin. Will that person want to be your friend? Probably not, will they? Well, do you know what? In the Bible, our going our own way, the Bible word for that is sin. But it's a bit like every day us kicking God in the shin. And as a result, God says, well, you can't be friends with me. And we might think, oh no, that's the end of it. And that would be the end of it if it wasn't for the first Good Friday. On that first Good Friday, Jesus the Christ dies on the cross in our place. For all the times we kick God in the shin, Jesus takes our place on the cross. For all the times we sin, Jesus the Christ takes our place on the cross. And as a result of that, the sign is taken down and the door is opened. And that's why we say Good Friday is really good. It's not about what we do to try and be friends with God. It's all about what Jesus on the cross has done for us. Good Friday is good because Jesus the Christ dies in our place on the cross so we can be friends with God. But how do we know it's worked? How do we know that works? Are we just supposed to keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best? Well, no, we don't need to do that. We've gone full circle to back where we started. Why do we celebrate Easter Sunday? What was empty? The tomb. And Jesus, before he died, he said, you'll know that what I'm doing has worked because I'll come alive again. Which is why on Easter Sunday we think Good Friday is really good. And Easter Sunday is worth celebrating because Jesus the Christ died in our place so we could be friends with God. So we don't need to cross our fingers. We just need to trust in Jesus. Thank you very much for your help. Shall I say a prayer before you go back to your seats? Let's bow our heads and I'll pray. Father God, we want to thank you for Good Friday. That it's good because Jesus loved us so much. He was prepared to take our place, take our punishment, so that we can be friends with you forever. Thank you that Jesus has done it all for us. Thank you that Good Friday really is very, very good indeed. Amen.